ministry. Pastors will trade off their ministry for 5 minutes with a prostitute. Look at John Edwards, former presidential candidate, has traded off any respect that he could possibly have had in his life, any hopes for the future, traded it off for an illicit sexual relationship. There are many ways we trade off our birthright, friends. And God hates it. Maybe, just maybe, we ought to seriously probe our own minds and hearts concerning what we've been able, willing to sell that was important for some temporary, almost worthless gain, and repent. Thanks for joining us here on Viewpoint today. Pray for our country. And I want to urge you to become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Do it today. God bless you. And be a blessing.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you that views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of a fascinating gentleman. His name is Dr. Robert Zubrin, and he has written a book called The Merchants of Despair. He certainly is deeply involved in the nuclear industry. He has a number of patents dealing with nuclear power, and certainly his views would be totally contrary to so much of what we're getting today, because there's an organized effort to shut down a nuclear power generation in the United States. Now, whether you know it or not, Germany is going to do away with nuclear power. They're going to use what happened in Fukushima to try to discourage the development of nuclear power in America, building any more nuclear plants, trying to close down the plants we have already. You can see this orchestrated effort time and time again. It's as you pick up your newspaper and you read about the tuna with the contaminated tuna. Of course, when they read the article, you find that there's hardly any certainly a contamination at all. But the headlines are, you know, the radioactivity in the tuna. But of course, this is not simply nuclear power we're going to be talking about. It's the whole effort for population control. Well, thank you very much for being with us this evening. Oh, let's see if we can get Robert on the line. Robert, are you there?
I'm right here. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, that's again, now this is the third program that Robert has done with us, but he does such a good job. I wanted every one of our listeners to hear him. So you pick up your story about this effort to limit the population of the world and the excellent job you've done in your book, The Merchants of Despair.
All right. Well, look, let's start at the beginning. What is anti-humanism? It's this philosophy that human beings are a kind of pathogen that is consuming the world. And so their numbers, their activities, their liberties must be severely constrained, and therefore someone must be empowered to do the constraining. And, you know, that's the basic idea. And in the book, Merchants of Despair, I take this doctrine and I show its effects. from the days when it was first promulgated by Thomas Malthus back around 1800 and used to justify the mass starvation that the British were creating in India and Ireland, down through the Nazis, and then to after World War II, the population control movement and the environmentalist movement, and the people who said that we have to stop economic growth because there are limits to growth due to lack of resources, and the anti-technology movement, and finally the most recent version being the global warming movement that says we have to stop humanity because they're wrecking the world's weather. But, you know, let's just take the last example. In the 1970s, there was a cooling trend underway in the climate. And these people said, look, this global cooling is being caused by industry, which is being driven by out-of-control economic growth and population growth. They got to be put under control, put us in control. Then in the 80s, it started to warm. They said, look, this global warming is being driven by industry, which is being driven by out-of-control economic growth and population growth. They got to be put under control, put us in control. The problem is always different. The solution is always the same, which is to give these people dictatorial power.
And I really think, because you point out, we have the environmental movement, and this we have this anti-humanist element. And they're really both the same. But there really are people who want to destroy humanity as we know it.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Saying that the real problem is here. There are people who want power, and he doesn't think they care whether there are 2 billion people in the world or 6 billion people. What they want is to be in charge and in control of all of them. And they are using the threat to the environment, whether it be global cooling or global warming, to justify expanding government control over the lives of the people. Go right ahead.
Yeah. So let's talk about Paul Ehrlich. He wrote the book The Population Bomb in 1968. Many of us are old enough to remember that. I mean, that wasn't a book. That was a phenomenon. I mean, he was massively promoted. This guy was on the Johnny Carson show 10 times. And he was spouting incredible, horrible things, and which were pure scientific quackery. In other words, he basically said, following Malthus, that human well-being is inversely proportional to human numbers. He says, look, here we are, 1968, 3.5 billion people in the world, more than there's ever been, and there's going to be 7 billion by the year 2000, and so we got some starving people in the world today. They'll be starving in the streets by the year 2000 unless we have population control, and we have to not only force the third world countries to massively sterilize their population, but we have to have population control right here in the United States, or Americans are going to all be starving by the year 2000. We have to set up a government bureau of population, and it should become the law that in order for an American to have a child, they should get a permit from the U.S. government. Now, this idea, well, first of all, they did force population control on third world countries. India was denied famine aid unless they started mass sterilizations, and the Indira Gandhi government capitulated to that and did it. And then they did it to numerous other third world nations. This population bureau for the United States, it fortunately did not pass, although a bill to create one was introduced into the U.S. Congress with significant bipartisan support. Didn't become law here. It did so in China, where it resulted in this horrific one-child policy, where if people have more than one child, the second child is taken away from their parents and basically done away with. The thing is that not only are these policies horrendous, they're quackery. Because think about this for a minute. The world population in 1968 was double what it was in 1931 when Ehrlich was born. Now, if his theory was correct, we should have had an affluent world in 1931 because there were much fewer people in the world than there were in 1968. And he would have been there to see it. Okay? It wouldn't take very much research to see the wealthy world of the 1930s. But, of course, the world of the 1930s was much poorer than the world of the 1960s. And guess what? The world population has doubled since 1968, but the world today is much richer than it was in 1968. And particularly in those countries like India and China, which Ehrlich said had to be sent down the drain. Even the United States is much better off today than it was in 1968. This theory is just nonsense. And if you look at human history, what you see is as the world population has gone up, the standard of living has gone up. So this isn't a scientific theory. This is just quackery. Any scientist, you can be wrong about predicting the future, but your theory should match what has already happened in the past. And the Malthus theory, the Ehrlich theory, does not. These people are quacks. But yet they say, look, it is the inconvenient truth that we cannot have more people in the world, and so we must have population control. And if you have a second child in China, the child must be taken away and euthanized. It is the inconvenient truth that there's too many people in Ireland, and so they all have to starve to death, says Malthus. The surplus population should be driven from the land. It is the inconvenient truth, say the Nazis, that there isn't enough land for everyone in Europe, and Germany needs living space, and so the Jews and the Slavs have to be exterminated. It's the inconvenient truth, says the Club of Rome, that the world's running out of resources and we have to stop economic growth. And it's the inconvenient truth, says Al Gore, in fact, it's the title of his book, that we're ruining the world's climate with our economic growth, and so we have to stop economic growth, which, by the way, means that billions of people who are currently living in poverty will have to stay that way. You know, that's what these people do. They constantly put forth some pseudoscientific theory that justifies atrocity. And then they go and carry out atrocities with all the validation that science, or what pretends to be science, can give them.
And I certainly agree with you, but most people find it difficult to believe that this is coordinated, and of course that the people actually believe this. Now, of course, they keep telling us, oh, certainly the world population is exploding, and certainly in 30 years from now, there are going to be, you know, over certainly 9.5 billion people in the world, and that figure is probably true. What they do not tell you is that the world, the population of Europe, the Caucasian population of Europe, certainly is imploding. It's dying off, certainly by the year 2050. Why? Now there'll be very few white Caucasians left in Europe, certainly Japanese left in Japan, or Russians left in Russia. Certainly the growth in populations, primarily in the Muslim world, certainly in the South American, among South American Catholics, but even there it's beginning to fall off. But why don't you simply address this issue? Because most people do not understand what has happened to the indigenous population, not only of Europe, but of the United States.
Well, you know, this is a genocidal ideology when applied to other people, and it's a suicidal ideology when applied to yourself. And this ideology has become so prevalent in Europe that it's basically accepted as sort of common knowledge that it's irresponsible to have more than one child. So all the good people only want to have one child or none. And so because they've embraced this insane idea. So if people have less than two children per family, it means the population's declining. It means you're going to have more old people than young people, more retirees than workers, and the whole system is going to go bankrupt. And that's exactly what's happening in Europe. We read this every day, this great financial crisis in Europe. Why can't these European countries balance their budgets? You say, well, it's just Greece. But it's not just Greece. Here we got Spain is about to go under, and Italy. And before long, it'll even affect France and Germany, because the fact of the matter is this, is that the people who are working have to support all the people, and if the people that are too old to work outnumber the people that are working, the numbers just don't add up. There aren't enough beans in the jar. And so this is just an insane ideology. It's a form of social suicide.
I think people need to understand that the reproduction or fertility rate in France and Germany is about 1.4 children per family, and it really has to be 2.1, the two people in the family, mother, dad, and then the children. Well, when you have 1.4 children, you're going behind. Then you get to Italy and Spain, you're down to 1.2 children per family. You get the same thing is true in Japan, same thing is true in Russia, and the populations are simply dying off. Now, of course, in Europe, they keep their population up by letting all the Muslims come in. In Japan, they won't let people in. They want, of course, to guard their country. And as a result, why, there are fewer and fewer people working and more people retired. And the very social fabric of Japan is on the verge of destruction. But go right ahead.
Yeah, that's absolutely the case. And by the way, as I discuss in the book of Merchants in Despair, a lot of this ideology was built up in Japan during the American occupation. In the immediate post-war period, the people who had before the war had been eugenicists and espousers of essentially Nazi ideology. They had to go underground during the war, but they pop up after the war advocating population control, and in particular directed against the non-white parts of the world. Now, there was one particular non-white country in the world where they didn't have to go and try to convince the local government to do what they said, where they could just tell them, and this was occupied Japan. And they went and they put pressure on the Japanese government first to legalize abortion and then to pass a population control law and to put out, you know, propaganda to the population that, you know, you should have small families, that Japan is severely overpopulated and so forth. And when you do this, by the way, you get a short-term economic boost because you have fewer children who are also dependent. But after a period of around 20 years, what happens is the net effect of this is to create an excess of older people compared to working age people, and it leads you directly into economic death spiral, and that's what's happened to Japan. It's an amazing story, look, you know, in the old days, people would want to have a lot of children because the children supported them when they were old. Well, it's still the case that your children or the society's children support the old people when they get old, except that in Europe, for example, everybody's counting on other people's children to support them when they're old because they're not having any of their own. And this just doesn't work.
And people say, well, but the United States is doing pretty well. After all, our reproduction rate's 2.1 per family, and that's pretty good. But nobody will ever tell you. I mean, how could you conceal the truth of the matter that the white population of America is dying off? And basically, if you look at the Caucasian population of America, the traditional population here, the reproduction rate is about 1.67, 1.68 children per family. We're actually dying off. The reason, of course, we have certainly 2.1 is because the Muslims are coming in, having lots of children, and certainly the Hispanic children coming in from South America. Their families there are large. But the traditional families here in the United States, how are the blacks doing here in the United States? How well are they doing? Do you have any idea?
Okay. I mean, look, America in general is not doing as badly as Europe because this ideology has not been as thoroughly accepted here.
Hold that
and
thought.
Also,
hold,
we're
hold
better
that
at assimilating immigrants in Europe.
Hold that thought.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
This is Dr. Robert Silver, and he's simply pointing out that this anti-humanism really, of course, wants to destroy the infrastructure of our society, which is built upon a ready availability of energy. They want, of course, to limit our access to power. They want, of course, to limit our access to hydroelectric power. That's why they're tearing out dams. They want to limit our access to power that's produced, electricity that's produced by oil and by coal and by natural gas, under the name, of course, of clean air, under the name of global warming. They've got all these excuses, and none of them are legitimate. What they really want to do is deindustrialize the world and impoverish the people. And then, of course, they want, of course, to do away with nuclear power. And this, you can see that program being carried out today. And, of course, we could get perhaps into what they've done intentionally. This is not accidental. The accident, what happened over at Fukushima, was totally unnecessary. And, of course, as Robert has pointed out, certainly tens of thousands of people died from the hurricane tidal wave. How many people have died from radiation? How many people did die from the earthquake and tidal wave, Robert?
28,000.
28,000. How many people have died from nuclear radiation?
In Fukushima, none.
Right, but see, that is never brought out in the media. So, but you go ahead, because I think this is so vitally important. People don't understand there are these people who want to deindustrialize the world, because an industrialized world raises living standards, and what they want to do is lower living standards so they can restrict production and consumption. Go right ahead.
Yeah, they'd like a world of serfs. And their values are totally inverted. Okay, because you see, this idea, the fundamental to the anti-human idea, is that there's only so much to go around, and people are consumers of what is there. And if you have that view, then each additional person in the world is basically damages everyone else, is a threat to everyone else. It's one more mouth to feed. And every nation and race is the enemy of every other nation and race, because they're all competing for a piece of a fixed pie. And so all we can do is try to fight it out and try to steal from others, try to kill others and take what they have so we can get a bigger share. And and human freedom, which allows human beings to go out and do more stuff, that must be suppressed, okay? On the other hand, if you take the view that humans are fundamentally creators, then each new person born into the world is basically a gift to the rest of us. And each nation and race is potentially the friend of every other nation and race. And human freedom is something that, rather than be suppressed, becomes our chief obligation to protect, because it is through freedom that creativity is allowed to function. Okay? So these are the two worldviews, and the first, the anti-human view, leads to slavery, genocide, war, okay, whereas the other leads to prosperity and freedom, and they're irreconcilable. And, if you look at this, I mean, you know, Darwin took Malthus's idea that there isn't enough to go around, and therefore some are going to have to die. And he added a corollary to it. He says, yes, I'm going to have to die. And who are they? They're the weak ones. They're the unfit. And it's by the superior ones eliminating these weak ones that the races advance,
that they become higher and better by eliminating their weaker parts. And this idea was embraced in Germany, and it became the basis of German militarism. To quote one of the chief German intellectuals of the post-Darwin period, Otto Ammann, you know, he says, "In its complete effect, war is a good deed for humanity, since it offers the only means to measure the power of nations to grant the victory to the fittest. War is the highest and most majestic form of the struggle for existence, as a Darwinian expression, and cannot be dispensed with, and thus also cannot be abolished." And then this was recast by, you know, General Friedrich Bernhardi, the chief intellectual of the German General Staff, 1912. "War is necessary because it eliminates the weak." And it's out of this belief that the Germans raised celebration of war to a cult and created World War I and then World War II. These ideas have consequences. They lead to disasters of extraordinary proportions.
I love one of the points that Robert made. He was talking about chicken hawks. Chicken hawks eat chickens and humans eat chickens. But, of course, the more chicken hawks there are in the world, the fewer chickens. The more human beings, the more chickens, because people are going to create chickens and breed chickens so we can have more to eat. And, of course, that's the difference between certainly chicken hawks and human beings. Mankind will produce the food that's needed, whereas chicken hawks will consume everything they get their hands on. We'll be back in a moment. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Do you believe that you've seen the handwriting on the wall? More regulation, more taxation, and more Big Brother to come? All these things mean less of what we cherish, including liberty and freedom. Maybe you're looking to discover a place to relocate. After seriously considering several other countries, we've fallen in love with Chile. Don't get me wrong, it's not Shangri-La and it isn't a utopian society. Anywhere you go, there are trade-offs. Moving out of your own country and relocating thousands of miles away isn't for everyone. But if it seems interesting to you, call Jeanette at 413-835-7961. It's the United States phone number, but it rings in Chile. 413-835-7961, or go to the website at southernchileproperties.com. That's southernchileproperties.com. Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Envita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Envita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Envita at 866-830-4576. Envita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, Stan. This is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Dr. Robert Zubrin. His book is Merchants of Despair. And, of course, the whole idea is, my goodness, we're going to have too many people in the world. They're going to consume too much. And we'll run out of natural resources. And certainly the whole world will collapse by 1990. Because, of course, we will have used up everything. There's a shortage of oil. There's a shortage of water. There's a shortage of natural resources. And so what we've got to do is simply is limit production and limit consumption and impoverish the people and limit the number of people in the world. That's the only way the world is going to survive. And the way it's going to have to be done is we're going to have all the power. We're going to take the power and we're going to use this power to eliminate the population and lower the living standards of those that we allow to live. And you say, that's crazy talk. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is exactly what's happened in the past. This is exactly what's going on today. And basically, our guest is Dr. Robert Zubrin. Now, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. I will tell you, this is an excellent book. Robert's done a great job of it. Robert, how could people get hold of copies of your book?
Well, Merchants of Despair is available at Amazon.com. It's available at BarnesandNoble.com. You can go into a Barnes & Noble and they may have it, and if they don't, they'll order it for you. They can have it for you in a couple of days. You know, if you prefer to get the book the old-fashioned way. And there's also a website, which is merchantsofdespair.com, where not only are there links to where you can order the book, but also there's various short articles that I've written, which expand more on the thesis.
All right, well, let's just talk briefly about Fukushima, because this certainly is in the news today, and they're doing everything they can, of course, to frighten us to death about what happened over there, and certainly the fact that some of the cities are abandoned. We've seen 60 Minutes, and we see these empty cities there where, of course, nobody dares to go in. Except the people from 60 Minutes who walked around, you know, there with suddenly they didn't have masks or anything else on. They walked around with a gown of some sort. But basically, of course, the whole idea is to frighten us. And then, of course, this could happen any place else in the world where there is a nuclear power plant. Obviously, this has had an impact. Germany, since Fukushima, has outlawed nuclear power. It'll all be closed out, I think, by the year 2025. They're going to try to do that here in the United States. They certainly have created this issue. And but a couple of things bother me about this story. First of all, why in heaven's name would they have the spent fuel of rods on the fourth floor of a building in a pool of water? I mean, that doesn't make sense. Why don't, and certainly when you've got fairly close buildings, cities, why don't you simply take that spent fuel and reprocess it? It wouldn't be a problem. Or why don't you, since they tell us that that can't be done because Congress has passed a law against it, why then don't you store it there? We have this massive facility in Nevada. We actually spent billions of dollars to build it, and it was definitely safe for 10,000 years, but a judge said, oh, we couldn't use that because we don't know what's going to happen in 25,000 years. So why would you leave the nuclear fuel rods, suddenly on the fourth floor of a building in a pool of water adjacent to a city? That just doesn't make any logical sense. Are the Japanese stupid? I don't think so at all. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, the reason why this waste is being stored directly adjacent to the plants is because the environmentalists won't let them put it anyplace else.
Right. They want an issue. They, in my estimation, they specifically wanted an incident so they could justify shutting down nuclear power. In my estimation, maybe I'm a little paranoid, or maybe I'm being realistic. But go ahead, Eric.
Well, they want an incident. They certainly want to preserve the problem. Their goal is to shut down the nuclear industry by creating insolvable problems for it. And by the way, the Sierra Club has stated openly that the reason why they're against establishing a waste repository in the desert in the U.S. is to create an insoluble problem for the nuclear industry, so it will have to shut down, period. And so these people are not concerned about the public safety. They want to make the plants as unsafe as possible so as to force them to shut down. That's their objective. And yes, you can reprocess the spent fuel as they do in France, and you get more value out of it as well as less waste. Or if you just want to dispose it, actually the easiest thing to do is to glassify it and then put it inside of stainless steel cans, take it out to the middle of the ocean and drop it down, and it'll go down through the water and through the mud under the water down 10,000 feet and several hundred meters below the mud, and in sediments that have been geologically stable for hundreds of millions of years, and it's not going anywhere. Well, the Carter administration put a stop to that, and then they said, well, let's do a big project, and we'll build this thing in the desert, and they spent, you know, decades building this, and $10 billion, and now, you know, the guy who Obama appointed to be head of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, he was a known opponent to this. The senators asked him, we know you're an opponent to this. We can't have a biased person involved in this. He said, I'll recuse myself from any decisions concerning the Nevada nuclear waste site, but he did not. He went ahead and he basically wrecked the project. Now, he was just thrown out last week because he engaged in sexual harassment of some female staff at the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. So now Obama has appointed a woman, Allison McFarlane, to be the new head of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, and she has written a book called Uncertainty Underground, which goes into all these details about how we don't know what will happen to the geology of Nevada 10,000, 20,000, a million years into the future. And really, there is no urgency in moving the waste from its current location near the plants. We have plenty of time. Well, why not move the waste, put it in Nevada, and then we have plenty of time if we decide we can't keep it in Nevada? Well, we've got 10,000 years, in fact.
people should understand that this is all malicious. These people want to destroy industrialized society, and when you understand that, it all makes sense. Basically, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we've got John calling from Spokane. John, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes, I was wanting to comment on this topic.
Then speak up just a little louder, John.
Oh, yes. On this issue of population control, politics will very quickly put forth mandatory mercy killing to eliminate all the elderly people because there's so many fewer people being born into the world to pay taxes and stuff to help the poor, but the very quickly we're going to see euthanasia, mandatory euthanasia in all societies to eliminate the.
We are already seeing it, John. Anything else you'd like to say?
Well, that was just basically what I wanted to comment on.
All right. Basically, okay. They already have the hospice system out there. They already have people signing living wills. And, of course, living will says, you know, I do not want any extraordinary care, you know, if I'm extremely ill. And, of course, certainly you don't want to necessarily have an endotracheal tube put in you and fed intravenously. But, of course, nobody ever defines what extraordinary care is. Well, I will tell you what it is because I've been at the meetings. And they said when you arrive at the emergency room and have an accident, starting an IV on you is extraordinary care. And if once we start an IV, it's hard to pull it out. So we don't know what's wrong with you, but we're not going to start IVs. And, well, ladies and gentlemen, this is a life-saving procedure. They never define extraordinary care. Have you ever noticed that? There really are people working within the medical profession who are killing patients today. But nobody's ever going to talk about that because if you do and you have a medical license, they'll come after you and after your license. Let me tell you, I know this because I've been on the front lines of this battle for a long time. Thanks very much for calling, John. Anything else you'd like to say before I let you go?
No, that's all.
Okay, fine. Let's quickly go to Eric calling from Michigan. Our telephone number is, again, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Eric, do you have a question on this subject?
Yes, I do, Dr. Stan. Alex Jones was covering the Bilderberg meeting and mentioned the fellow Richard Pearl. I remember him being a member of the PNAC group. And the PNAC group, if I'm not mistaken, Dr. Stan, has a particular view about the global populace to the extent that they purportedly claim to have knowledge of race-specific disease-inducing whatever, pathogens, whatever, to obviously depopulate the world. And recently, through the United Nations, I heard reports that polio is becoming an epidemic, I guess in Africa, where they've been inoculating all these indigenous people. So I'm wondering if the guest has any corroboration for what appears to be a rather genocidal conspiracy here.
All right, fine. Do you have any thoughts, Cynthia?
Well, I can't speak to the particular examples that the caller raised because I'm not acquainted with those. However, in the book, Merchants of Despair discusses a great many cases of genocide perpetrated by advocates of anti-humanism. And in particular, one that has a relationship, has some similarity to one of the examples that the caller raised, is discussed in terms of the spread of AIDS in Africa. Now, I don't have any evidence whatsoever to support, although I can't disprove, but I don't have any evidence and I don't make the argument that AIDS was created by on purpose and so forth to kill Africans. But what is clear is that in the population control programs that are being done in Africa, and by the way, with very substantial funding from the United States government funneled through organizations like Planned Parenthood, the way they do it is by using needles to inject a long-duration contraceptive called Norplant. It keeps people from being able to conceive for about 3 months at a time, so you get injected four times a year and you won't have any children. Well, they've been handing out the needles over the counter to very poorly educated women who then reuse the needles. And these are women who are unacquainted with the germ theory of disease and unacquainted with how to properly sterilize a needle if they even try. According to the United Nations World Health Organization, which is not a conservative organization by any stretch of the imagination, these programs are contributing to massive spread of AIDS and other diseases in Africa. And Africa has like 10 times the rate AIDS frequency of any other continent. And it appears to be in significant part because of the distribution of these needles. Now, you can say this is a conscious effort to spread AIDS, or you can say it is simply mendacious irresponsibility. You know, in other words, you can call it murder or you can call it manslaughter, but it's definitely killing people.
You're absolutely right, because that is the field that I spent 10 years invested my life into until I finally decided it was simply a matter of population control, and they had already killed 30 million people at that time, and there is no way we were going to change it. But let me give you a little background. Certainly, Eric was talking about this PNAC group. Now, that's the Project for a New American Century. Project for the New American Century, they actually published a pamphlet called Rebuilding America's Defenses. Rebuilding America's Defenses, you can pull it down off the internet or get it from my ministry, in a pamphlet called Iraq, the Untold Story. And basically in that, they talk about now we have the ability to create new diseases that are genetic specific or race specific, and now we can target specific races. That is their statement, not mine. It was published in the year 2000. And of course, we know, and if you haven't read my treatise on AIDS, we have one on AIDS, the rest of the story, I think the title is, but which you can always call and we'll be glad to send you one. But basically, the disease is specifically designed to target blacks. This is why in America today, almost half of the people with HIV or AIDS who died of AIDS are black. Here in the United States, almost half, not quite, but almost half. This is why you go into South Africa, 25% of the adult population is HIV infected. This is why you go into Botswana, where, of course, they check and test all of the pregnant women. And somewhere between 46 and 48% of the pregnant women are HIV infected, which is either a terrible public health failure or a very successful genocidal policy. And I will tell you it's a successful genocidal policy because the people of Botswana, the public health officials, have wanted to do and utilize the standard public health techniques that I've recommended in my book, AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. And that they've been told if they try to stop the spread of the disease, they will lose all their public health funding from the World Health Organization and from the United States. They want to kill the people of Africa. They're doing a great job of it, and the average American has no idea how our tax dollars are being spent. But that's an entirely different subject. And perhaps that issue of the reusing the dirty needles is plays a part in this. There's so many things that the average person finds so difficult to believe. Robert, we've just got a couple of minutes for you to go ahead with some of the other issues, but this is an excellent book, ladies and gentlemen. It's called Merchants of Despair. Well worthwhile reading. Go right ahead, Robert.
Yeah. Well, look, the bottom line point here for people to understand is this, is we're not in danger because of overpopulation. We're in danger from people who claim there's overpopulation and who want to get rid of population. We're not in danger from lack of resources. We're in danger from people who are trying to stop us from using our resources. You know, we're not in danger of global warming. We're in danger from people who want to use the alleged threat of global warming to take away our freedom. That's where the real threat is here. It's the threat of horrible ideas being used as rationalizations to impose horrible policies.
And I think that's very well said. And people have to understand that this whole issue is contrived. What they really want to do, they want to destroy the foundation of our economy. They want, of course, to eliminate large segments of the population because they believe that the people are the problem. We've got to limit the number of people in the world. They're in the process of destroying our currency. And it's so hard for people to believe this is going on, but Robert's done an excellent job in his book, and certainly we've written about this as well. There is an effort to destroy Western civilization.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's PROPAX.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
Well, I guess it's been Dr. Robert Zubrin. Thank you so much for being with us. I've really enjoyed our conversations.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we're really dependent upon those of you out there across America who are concerned about what's going on, are concerned about your children, are concerned about the fact that your tax money, for instance, is being utilized today to actually finance a massive genocide in China. So far, China will acknowledge having murdered or certainly aborted 400 million children. That's 400 million children, but certainly for every child that they've aborted, they have prevented the birth of through contraception or sterilization, another 2 to 3. And the same thing has happened in Russia. The same thing has happened in India. Here in America, we have actually aborted 53 million children and simply by the use of contraceptives prevented the birth of perhaps another 2 to 3 to 4 times that many, or 2 to 3 times that many. People never stop and talk about that. We are financing the population control movement throughout the world. If you have any question, you need to get my DVD, Planned Population Reduction. Planned Population Reduction. You need, of course, to get my talk on Nundare, Call It Genocide. There are 2 DVDs. You said that you want to get my most recent talk on population control, the covert agenda. That's only recently available. Population control, the covert agenda. And then, of course, if you get any of them, and you can ask for a free copy of my treatise on the population control agenda. The population control agenda, you can pull it down off the internet, but if you'd like a copy of it, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. If you get any of the other items we've mentioned or anything else, why, we'll be glad to send you a free copy of the Population Control Agenda. I did this probably, at least 15 years ago. But, of course, it's certainly one of the best things up there. And we've certainly put out hundreds of thousands of copies of this all across the world. You get it on my website, you get it off the internet, the Population Control Agenda. There really are people who want to eliminate most of the population of the world, and as horrible and impossible as that seems, the nightmare is real, ladies and gentlemen. The nightmare is real. Well, remember, of course, the Conspiracy Conference this weekend. I'm going to be speaking on Sunday morning at the Marriott Hotel in Santa Clara. That's the Marriott Hotel in Santa Clara. I'll be the first speaker, and we'll have a table there all weekend if you can make it up there. And that's the Conspiracy Conference at the Marriott Hotel in Santa Clara. And then, of course, I would point out that Radio Liberty is still primarily listener-supported, and We're really dependent upon those of you out there in the listening audience who believe in what we're trying to accomplish, who agree with me that there really are powerful forces working behind the scenes that have a different world view. And if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to advertise with us or you're in a position to support us financially, great. If not, then we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection, because behind everything going on today are powerful spiritual forces. For indeed, the longer, of course, I'm in this movement, the more convinced I am that this is a spiritual battle being played out on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. And certainly, if you haven't, of course, read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get that. You need to understand what is really going on in the world today. You live in a material world, but there's a mystical world. You live in a subjective world. There's a spiritual world. You live in a visible world. There's an invisible world. We ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers. But please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And we're going to be right back here in just a minute. Hopefully, Cheryl Hancock's going to be calling us in this next hour. Otherwise, Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And we need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, and supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be those of Cheryl Hancock. And Cheryl is certainly our correspondent over in the Holy Land. Cheryl's been over there for 12. How long have you been over there, Cheryl?
A little bit over 13 years now.
All right, fine. The time passes fast. We've known you for at least 5 years or so. And Cheryl is over there. She's with the reports to us on a regular basis of what's really happening. She lives in a suburb of Jerusalem. And, of course, things are changing rapidly. What's so interesting to me is that the fact that Cheryl and our other friends at City are working out of Israel and Jerusalem tell us that Jews from all over the world are returning to the Holy Land. Now, certainly as a logical person, if I was Jewish, I wouldn't pick up and leave America and go to the Holy Land. If I was a Jewish living in a safe spot in South America, I wouldn't pick up and go to move in the Holy Land because there's going to be a war there. And people get killed in wars, and there's terrible deprivation. In fact, most people want to get away from the fact that they, where there's going to be a war, and that's why you have refugees. But people are moving even today from all over the world, Jewish people, to the Holy Land. Cheryl, why don't you pick up the story and tell us what's going on over there?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I agree with you. There are people moving from all over the world, and there's actually a group from India, and they call themselves the Son of Manasseh. which goes back to the tribe of Manasseh. There are 7,200 of them, and the Israeli government has blocked them from coming since 2007 and now has opened the doors. So they are expecting the first 50 families to arrive in August. So they're excited about coming back to Israel or coming to Israel and be with their Jewish people. But also from the West, there's thousands of people coming to live here where it's so difficult. And most of them are, interesting enough, choosing Jerusalem to live in, which is going to be the most problematic area. The fight is starting over Jerusalem right now.
And basically, of course, the living standards are nowhere near as good as they are here, so it's hard to get a job. So the gasoline is, what, $8 a gallon, something like that?
Yes, it's over $8 a gallon. The prices are high on just about everything you can think of.
How do people make a living over in Israel today? How would a Jewish person coming there make a living to support themselves?
Well, it's interesting because Israel has built up this nation within the past 64 years, and they are really one of the top nations in computers and all the technology, new technology that's going on. So it's creating lots and lots of jobs, and people are coming over with, they're actually coming up with the new ideas that there's actually, let me tell you this, there's a film out, and if people can go to it, it would be great because it shows all the things that Israel has accomplished within the past 64 years. Israel just had its birthday, its 64th birthday, and this film is called Israel Inside, the movie. And if you go to www.israelinsidethemovie.com, you're going to see all these accomplishments that Israel has done. And so people are really coming in, and there are jobs to be had over here. And so it's going very well as far as Israel goes.
So basically this little tiny nation, of course, we heard our interviews with Pastor Krohn, that this was prophesied thousands of years ago that the children of Israel would return. But is there any other nation that's ever reconstituted itself almost 2,000 years after it was destroyed? I said the prophecies about Israel are really almost as thrilling as you see them unfolding.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
That is causing problems between the people and for the government. And when they do make this Palestinian state, or if they do, the Palestinians are wanting Jerusalem as their capital. So they want to split Jerusalem in half and have half the Jerusalem for the capital of the Jewish people, the other half for the Palestinian people. And I spoke with a Knesset member who is an Arab. A lot of people don't know there are Arab Knesset members, Muslim Knesset members, and they have their say in the government of what's going on. So I spoke with an Arab Knesset member and a Jewish Knesset member. And the Arab Knesset member told me that they want that to be their capital, Jerusalem. But he's an Israeli, which means he has a blue ID. He gets all the benefits of being an Israeli. He gets the social medicine. He has just all the benefits. There's a lot of benefits with coming with being an Israeli. But he doesn't want to be under the Israeli authority. And I said, well, who would be your governing power then? Would it be the Palestinian Authority? Because if it is the Palestinian Authority, then he would lose being an Israeli citizen and having all these benefits. So they want both. They want to be Israeli citizens, but they want the capital to be Palestine of Jerusalem. They want the capital of Jerusalem to be there for them. And they can't have it both ways. So it's really a problem right now. These Arab people are happy to be under Israel authority because of the benefits that come with that. They have a nice government. They don't have a dictatorship. They have freedom, and they want to keep that. Yet they want to have a place called Palestine with Jerusalem as its capital.
And yet, if it's Palestine, the Palestinian state, where it is a dictatorship, they have absolutely nothing. The people are living in poverty. There's no industry there. The Palestinian people under Palestinian leadership are already impoverished, aren't they?
Yes, you're right. They are. There's no building of industries there. The people are mainly farmers and working with olive groves, or they're in the militia. There is nothing for them to do in the West Bank. You see them lined up on the roads. As I go out to Jerusalem, Palestinians are waiting for people to pick them up and take them to jobs, and they have to get permission from Israel to be inside of Israel, because you never know if it's going to be a suicide bomber coming in or somebody that really wants a job. So in Israel, they have the jobs, and that's what they're looking for. So under the authority of the Palestinians, they know that there's no freedom, and they will live under Sharia law. And a lot of them don't want to live under Sharia law, but they also want their own state. So it's going to be a very difficult situation.
Well, now, what did you find out from the leader of the Knesset that you talked to, or the Jewish member of the Knesset?
Well, he was talking about if you're going to be an Israeli, which means you have a blue ID and you're under Israeli control, then you need to not be a Palestinian. So these Israelis are calling themselves Palestinians and wanting to identify, because if they don't, then they also get trouble within their own people group. And they're considered collaborators, too friendly with the Jews, the enemy. And so they have a lot of trouble with their own people. So the Jerusalemites right now, who are Arab Israelis, are having a lot of trouble because they want to keep their benefits and stay under Israeli authority. And the Palestinians, some of them are very jealous that they have this, and so they're giving them a hard time, or they're calling them traitors. So the Jewish Knesset member said, you can't have it both ways. There has to be something dealt here. But at the same time, Netanyahu says, we will never split up Jerusalem. And he said, if they do split up Jerusalem, if that happens, who's going to control the holy sites, the Temple Mount, the Christian sites? Every place that the Arab people are in charge of the holy sites, there's hardly any access to the Jewish people especially, but even some of the Christian sites, very difficult. So they're trying to keep it open to where all people can go into Jerusalem and go to the holy site. It's a battle. It's a battle, Dr. Stan, is going to go on for a while.
And I think it's going to go on indefinitely. I don't see any solution. Do you see any solution there other than to change the hearts of men? And that's not going to happen until our Lord comes.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. There is no other solution. They're really going to have to sit down. But they know, most Israelis know, that it doesn't matter what you negotiate, that behind the whole scene is that the Muslim people here, the so-called Palestinian people, they don't want Israel in this land. They say this is their land. The whole of Israel is their land, and Israel is occupying it. So they're teaching their kids, 8, 9, 10 years old, that they need to take control of this land and take it back. So if they're teaching the children to fight against the Jewish people and they're not teaching them to live in peace and harmony with the Jews, what kind of a peace partner is that? They're bringing up the children to fight against the Jews. So everyone knows there's really not going to be any peace here. They're going to negotiate as much as they possibly can, and when they can't negotiate anymore, then the fighting starts, which has already started, by the way.
Well, it's already started. Now you're speaking now with the Palestinians, or as far as Iran or Syria, because basically there's just a whole hotbed of things happening. So there's the revolutionary war in Syria. There's the threat from Iran. Why don't you just take each one of these? First of all, what about the conflict? You say there's already a conflict going on in Israel between the Palestinians. Is a physical confrontation between the Palestinians and the Israelis?
Yes, yes. And the uprising has increased. And there's an article that I read yesterday. And in this article, it talks about explosive devices along the fences. It talks about explosives being thrown on a road that most Israelis drive on. People are under attack. There's rioting in a lot of different areas. The rocks are very dangerous because they're thrown and people can get in car accidents. They're throwing rocks. They're rioting against the soldiers. There's so many attacks that the Israeli press isn't even putting this stuff in there anymore. They don't want to scare away the tourists.
And basically, because, we've been over there a number of times in the past, and even though there was always the underlying problem, we never saw any acts of violence. Is then the tempo of violence in Jerusalem actually picking up a tempo of violence between the Palestinians and the Jews?
Yes, it's picking up, but I also have to say that the tourists are not being targeted, because both Arabs and Jews want the tourists here because they need the tourist money. So to come as a tourist is completely safe. The Arab bus drivers and the guides know exactly where to go and where not to go. They monitor the situation all the time. But these attacks that are happening are attacks mainly against the security forces of Israel, the soldiers, or the Israeli public that use the West Bank roads. Or even in Jerusalem, there's attacks against Jewish people at the university, the hospitals. So this is happening quite a bit, but tourists have been safe.
Now, because you actually go into the Palestinian area, actually, of Israel today, are you safe? Or are you really in danger when you suddenly leave the safety of the Jewish-occupied area and go into the Palestinian area?
Well, I felt safer in years past. But now I don't feel as safe. Of course, the Palestinians do not like Americans because they feel like America is siding with Israel. And so for me to go in there, I usually try to take a person with me, a man, a translator, and I try to blend in as much as possible. But there have been cases where they tried to kidnap people. And actually in the Sinai, two American tourists were kidnapped on Thursday, and they're being held by local tribe members. There's just a problem going on in the Sinai that we can talk about later, but yes, it's gotten more dangerous for me to go, but oddly enough, I'm supposed to go to a village tomorrow, so I need a lot of prayer when I go.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope that you'll join us in praying for Cheryl and praying for safety and provision and protection, because she's over there on the front lines, and of course, she's working certainly for the same goal that we're working for. Basically, of course, now, what about some of the other things that are going on there today? What about the Syrian confrontation, the civil war in Syria? I don't think it's a civil war. I think it's an engineered war intent upon overthrowing the government of Syria and turning it over to the Muslim Brotherhood, as we have done with Egypt, as we've done with Tunisia, as we've done with Libya, as we've done with Turkey, as we've done with Lebanon. But, of course, how do the Israelis look upon this? I mean, basically, you go to the top of the Golan Heights, you could look right down into Damascus, and suddenly there's all sorts of fighting all over that tragic land today. How do the Israelis look at what's going on? Do they think the success of the rebels will be better or worse for Israel?
Well, actually, things are going to be worse, because I saw a report that even the rebels who are fighting against the Assad, the government in Syria, said there will not be peace with Israel. You've got to understand that the people that are fighting for so-called democracy really don't want the democracy that we know of in the West, which is freedom of speech and freedom to wear what you want, and all the, they want the Sharia law. They only want, the democracy they want is to choose their leader. So there will be no peace with Syria and Israel, even if Assad is overthrown. And Syria right now, they're holding Lebanese pilgrims. The fighting has gone through to Lebanon. People are trying to escape Syria to save their lives, and they're coming into other countries very close to Israel. And so Israel deployed many, many troops on the borders because it's spilling over. And so, yes, Syria is a problem, and it's going to continue being a problem. We know that Syria is in cahoots with Iran, and Iran is helping to send military, to send weapons over there. Hezbollah is helping Syria, and they're actually sending fighters to fight against the rebels in Syria. So, yes, it's nice to hear that these people want democracy, but we've got to understand it's not the same democracy. They want a change, and that change isn't going to be good for Israel, but it hasn't been good for Israel with Assad either.
Well, I don't think it's going to be good for the Syrian people. The people, certainly in Greece, probably in Egypt and some of the other countries over there, are far worse off today, both financially and freedom-wise, than they were with Mubarak. Now, basically, what about the Russians? My understanding is the Russians over there helping Assad. What do you hear?
Yes, the Russians and Chinese are on the side of Assad. Assad is an Alawite, which is an offshoot of Muslim. And a lot of this war comes between Shiite and Sunni Muslims. So you have Russia, you have Iran, you have Hezbollah, and you have China backing Syria. And this is mainly the Shiite group, and then, of course, Russia and China. And now there's going to be a coalition. They're trying to make a coalition from Saudi Arabia with the Sunni Muslims, and they're going to call it the Arab Super State.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Cheryl Hancock.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. What Cheryl is basically saying is that certainly that Russia and China are certainly working over in Syria on the side of the Syrian government, and certainly they're backing them. Iran has said that if Syria is attacked, and correct me if I'm wrong, Cheryl, but if Iran has said that if Syria is attacked by Western forces, Iran will immediately attack Israel. Did I understand you correctly?
Yeah, there was an article last night I saw that this is exactly what Iran's saying. So they're saying if anyone touches Syria, that they will attack Israel. So,
well, that of course, is a frightening thing to contemplate. We're not hearing this at all over here, but is then Iran threatening to attack Israel if the West tries to take over Syria and turn it over to the rebels? Is that, in essence, is what they're saying? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I bet you're not reading your local newspapers that Iran is threatening to attack Israel. But Sidney, Cheryl, that's illogical because, of course, if Iran were to attack Israel, Israel's got a couple hundred nuclear bombs and they could simply level Iran in a matter of a few hours.
Yeah, it's true. And Israel is talking about this. This is the big talk here in Israel because Israel has to make a move. It doesn't seem that any other country is going to make a move to stop Iran. They want to enrich uranium to 20%. But Israel is looking at where these nuclear plants are, and one of them is 80 meters underground, and they said it's almost impossible to get to it. So they're doing a good job at hiding what they have, and it's going to be difficult, but they're still working on it. I don't know if you heard about the virus, the computer virus called the Flame.
Yes, we did. But why don't you tell our listeners, just in case they didn't hear about it, it's a computer virus called the Flame, which, of course, has been utilized to attack Iran and certainly totally disrupt everything. So why don't you tell our listeners about it?
Yeah, this Flame virus, no one knows where it's come from, but the thoughts are that it's coming from Israel. But the Flame virus has already attacked Iran, and the computer system there, and actually many other countries, Syria, there's other countries that it's already hit. But what it's doing is it's used for targeted attacks, so it's not like home computers are going to get this. This is very, very sophisticated. It's been going on for 2 years. It began, I should say, 2 years ago, and now they're seeing the effects of it. It's stealing data. It deletes, you know, sensitive data. It collects information. And actually, one of the things that was told is as this virus is there, whoever's doing the virus can see what's going on in that area, and it just in the room, in the area, and then take the data that's there, that's sensitive. And it has stopped them from going forward. Now, Iran says that they have stopped the virus, but that's unlikely right now from what Israel is saying. So it's a huge virus.
Well, because, you know, if you were to actually attack someone with a virus, that is an act of war. In many respects, America's already at war with Iran. Certainly, America's financing the terrorist groups up there, I believe, because we've seen a number of Iranian scientists have been murdered, and whether it's Israel or the United States, but it's probably both of them working together. We're certainly giving tremendous amounts of money to the opposition. If somebody were to give large sums of money to a terrorist group in America, that would be considered an act of war. We are at war with Iran. They just haven't told the American people. Would you agree or disagree with that?
No, I agree with that. And Iran has even said so. They said that they will actually attack America next. So this is a war that America needs to have their eyes open and understand that this is going to happen, not only to Israel, but to America. The cyber war that's going on is great, and it's really effective, and it is a targeted killing is what they're calling it in the articles. It's targeting these people, and it's very effective. But still, there's problems going on, and as you know, Iran is not against just Israel, but America also.
Well, basically, of course, there's a lot of talk about Israel very seriously considering attacking Iran, and certainly whether with or without America's help. Well, what do you hear over there in Israel about that possibility?
Israel is saying that if America is not going to help with this, that they will go in and they have to stop them because Israel will be the first country that's going to be hit. They have to do what's right to protect the people, the Jewish people, the people of Israel,
well,
with or without America.
Are they talking about a matter of weeks or months or years?
That's the guess. Everybody's getting prepared right now, as a matter of fact. They're getting their gas masks. They're getting food into their shelters. They're making furniture that is bomb shelters itself.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Do you believe that you've seen the handwriting on the wall? More regulation, more taxation, and more Big Brother to come? All these things mean less of what we cherish, including liberty and freedom. Maybe you're looking to discover a place to relocate. After seriously considering several other countries, we've fallen in love with Chile. Don't get me wrong, it's not Shangri-La and it isn't a utopian society. Anywhere you go, there are trade-offs. Moving out of your own country and relocating thousands of miles away isn't for everyone. But if it seems interesting to you, call Jeanette at 413-835-7961. It's the United States phone number, but it rings in Chile. 413-835-7961 or go to the website at SouthernChilePropertiesCom. That's SouthernChilePropertiesCom. Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Cheryl simply says that the people over there in Israel are firmly convinced that there's going to be a conflict with Iran. The people are getting the gas masks ready, laying in food and water supplies. These are the things you're not hearing over here, but basically the Israelis believe that Israel may have to actually go up against Iran on its own. Israel is threatening to attack Iran. Iran is threatening to attack Israel. This whole area is the cup of trembling, to use a phrase that comes from the scriptures. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 if you have a question for Cheryl. And of course, we started this program by saying Jewish people from throughout the world are moving back to Israel at this time in the face of an imminent war. And if you look at it from a logical point of view, who in their right mind would move into the area so that there's going to be a war and a conflict and maybe a nuclear exchange and all the devastation that would go with that? And of course, from a logical point of view, it wouldn't happen. But we're not dealing with logic. There are supernatural forces at work within Israel today, within the Middle East today, right here in America today, that most people really don't understand because they live in a logical, a material world without realizing there's a mystical world out there. We live in a subjective world, but there's a spiritual world out there that is influencing everything that is going on. Well, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Cheryl, before we go on, would you like to get out information on your ministry? So if people would like to get me in contact with you, get on your email list. If they'd like to, of course, to have you come and talk to them, you're going to be coming back here for a short period of time, I know, and we're hoping to see you when you're back. But I said the Cheryl is coming back to the States for a speaking tour, and then she'll be going back again. But Cindy, would you like to bring us up to date on how people get in touch with you, if they'd like to support what you're doing, how they can get the, perhaps invite you to come into their area of speaking when you're here? Go right ahead.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know. When I go into the Muslim areas, whether they're Israeli Muslim villages or the West Bank, I take food and clothing to them because they're really in need. Israel is where the goods are, and people are suffering in the West Bank because of their leadership. As I go in to get reports, I have to bring something with me, so that's part of what I do. And it's really funny because when you show the love of Christ to the people, they are hungry for that love, and they want it. They don't hear about love in the mosque. They don't hear about love in their communities. So we bring in something special, and that is love, and it's nice to be able to do that part of the work. But if you want to get in touch with me or have any questions, you can reach me at my email, which is reportingfromisrael@gmail.com. That's reportingfromisrael@gmail.com, and I would be happy to answer any of your questions.
All right, fine. Now, when are you going to be back here for your tour?
I will be landing actually in June 18th, 20th, and I'll be speaking for 3 months all over America, and I will put out an itinerary of where I'll be and how people can come and hear the talks. And part of my talks is going to be questions and answers, so you can ask your questions when I'm there also.
All right, but Cheryl's really on the front lines of this battle and has touched the hearts of so many people over there. Well, if you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Certainly, as you look and see what's happening over in Egypt now, they haven't had their final vote there, but it certainly looks like there's an excellent chance that the Muslim Brotherhood is going to take Israel, if not this election, in a subsequent election. What are your thoughts on that? What are the thoughts of the people in Israel? Should they realize, of course, what has happened, that we have deposed a man named Mubarak? I don't like Mubarak. He was a dictator. But he had a stable, prosperous country for the people, and he had a peace treaty with Israel, which he honored. Sydney, how do the people of Israel feel about the fact that Mubarak is there and there's so much political uncertainty in that region of the world today?
Yeah, all the people are upset, actually, what's going on. Egypt is going downhill very quickly. Tourism was one of their ways of getting so much money for the country, and people do not want to go there as tourists. There is still rioting in the streets, even though there's elections. One person was elected from the military, Mubarak's military, and people actually had riots, burning tires and looting stores and the whole bit. They got violent. So the other candidate, the Muslim Brotherhood, seems to be getting on top of this whole thing, the elections, and will probably take over. Now, either way, they want to revise the peace treaty with Israel and not have it as Mubarak had it. So Israel is very concerned that there will not be peace with Egypt. Right now, there isn't peace with Egypt, and there's problems on the border. The gas pipeline has been blown up many times, and a UN commander just talked about what's going on in the Sinai because Egypt is not taking care of their part of defending, and over 200 attacks have come against the UN troops over there. So it's a mess what's going on. Actually, weapons are coming from Libya and going into Gaza because none of the borders are being watched. Egypt is allowing these things to go on. There is no control as when Mubarak was in office. So it's very, a very dangerous situation for Israel. They're building a fence right now to try to keep the people out. And actually, people from Sudan are coming in. Even Muslims are running from the countries that they live in to get to a place where they have freedom. And that freedom, and everyone knows it, is in Israel. So people are infiltrating all the time into Israel. Muslims want to live in Israel, and Christians who are fighting want to live in Israel. A lot of them are killed on the way in. And so it's a very dangerous situation for Israel in the south right now.
All right, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we've got Herman calling from Carmel. Herman, do you have a question or comment for us?
Yes, and thanks for being our guest again, Cheryl.
Thank you.
I was reading recently in a book, and they pointed out that Jerusalem is the capital, religious capital for Judaism, for much of Christianity, and of course somewhat for the Muslim faith, but something that many people today fail to think about is the fact that if this is true, it is an important location for God, but then the dark side seems to want to establish Jerusalem as its capital for a coming world government. And therefore, we have this tremendous titanic battle going on. And many people I know I've talked to, they've said, why on earth are we, is this little place causing so much trouble? So I'd like to hear your comments on that.
Yeah, there's a huge problem going on in Jerusalem. It's not only physical. Right now, the Muslims have control of the Temple Mount, and the Jews want to go up there to pray. So actually, this last week, one of the MKs, one of the members of Knesset, Jewish members of Knesset, went up there with a group, and this is the first time ever since 1967 that a Jew prostrated himself on the Temple Mount in prayer to the Lord. And so the police, the Palestinian police, wanted to arrest him. The Jews are not allowed to pray on the Temple Mount. You're not allowed to take a Bible on the Temple Mount or any religious items. Only the Muslims are allowed to pray. So there's a battle physically over Jerusalem and over the Temple Mount, but also spiritually. You can feel what's going on over here because now the Muslims want to make Jerusalem their seat of the capital. And some of the countries, like America, has not shown that they believe Jerusalem is the capital of the Jewish people, which is very unusual because if somebody's born in Jerusalem, on their birth certificate, it will say born in Jerusalem. It won't say born in Jerusalem, Israel, because they haven't decided what's going to happen with Israel, with the Jerusalem yet, as far as Israel goes. So it's a hard situation. All the embassies are in Tel Aviv, and they should be in Jerusalem because that is the capital. Netanyahu pointed out that all the Jews in the world pray facing Jerusalem. All the Muslims pray facing Mecca. This is a very important site for the Jewish people. It's the holiest site. Of course, that's where Mount Moriah is. That's where Abraham was supposed to sacrifice Isaac. The history just goes on and on. Archaeologists are finding history. They have proof that the Jewish people have been there for thousands of years. And, of course, Islam started in 600 A.D., somewhere around there. So this is a very big battle. You're right. It's a spiritual thing that's going on. We need to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, but also we need to pray for the people.
And the other thing is, Herman, of course, the prophecies suggest that they're going to be able to, the Jews are going to rebuild the temple, but they cannot build the temple until the Mosque of Omar has been destroyed. And of course, that beautiful mosque there with the golden dome, we've been there a number of times. Well, of course, if the Israelis were to destroy that building, why, of course, there would be a major war between Israel and the entire Muslim world, and yet somehow I don't know how it's going to happen, but I do believe that God is going to allow the Jews to rebuild their temple on Mount Moriah. I think we are entering one of the most exciting, dangerous, frightening periods in my lifetime, my 83-year lifetime, and I think for many of you out there in the listening audience, you'll understand the significance of unfolding events. Within a relatively few years, whether we're talking about a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, I don't know. I'm not going to set dates, but I think that exciting things are going to happen. Cheryl was saying that the Jewish people are preparing, they're getting their gas masks out, they're getting their food, they're getting the water. Are you making preparations? Herman, do you have another question? And if you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Herman, do you have another question or comment?
Cheryl, since you've been there 13 years, are there opportunities for Americans or Canadians who may want to go to Israel to participate in archaeological digs or to help out in other ways in the country to help come alongside the Jewish and Palestinian people there? And then I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you.
Yes, there are. As a matter of fact, there's sifting projects you can do. You can sift rubble from the Temple Mount and find artifacts. Actually, they've uncovered the town of Migdal, where Mary Magdalene's from, and they're asking for volunteers to come and work that site. There's a lot of volunteer opportunities in soup kitchens. I talked to a gentleman the other day, and one of the things they're doing to prepare for war and for fighting here in Israel is they're teaching a course called Krav Maga, which is Israeli defense, self-defense. And you can actually come over and take the course while you are sightseeing in the land. And so you meet people, you have lunch at their homes, you get to understand what's going on. So there's the opportunities are endless, actually, to come and help in Israel.
All right, fine. So there's so much going on over there, but it's such a dangerous area as well. But here people are going to have to decide what they want to do at this time for the unfolding of events. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Cheryl Hancock, of course, who's been over there for 13 years. And Sydney goes into on a regular basis into the Palestinian area, which is growing increasingly dangerous as long as she's there. There's tremendous hostility that's increasing. Instead, of course, things getting better between the Palestinians and the Jews, certainly both the leaders, both the Palestinians and the Jews are doing everything they can to increase the hostility. What are your thoughts? Do you really think there's any real desire for peace, or are both sides simply playing a game?
Well, I think that the people, the everyday person, wants peace, but the problem is that when you teach, again, if you teach the children to take over the land, you're not really wanting peace. We see so many different areas that show that the Palestinian people do not want to have a real peace with the Jewish people. When you hear that the Jews are not coming to the negotiation table, the problem is they are willing to go to the negotiation table to sit down and talk, but the Palestinians are putting reasons why they need to, what they want to do, pre-negotiations. They want certain things, or they will not even sit at the table. So who's stalling are the Palestinians right now? Yes, the Jews want just to have peace with their neighbors. They have hostile neighbors all around them. They want to live in peace. And I've learned this after all these years I've been here, and I have a lot of Arab friends, Muslim friends. As I said, I take clothing and food to them. They'll tell you the same exact thing. Some of them want peace, the Muslim people, but that's not what they're teaching their children. They're teaching them a history that's not even true, so that they will rile them up to get to become shaheeds, which are martyrs for the cause, and the cause is to win the land back for the Palestinian people. And there were not even Palestinian people until, I think it was 1964. So it's just such a mixture of problems and lies going on. People don't know what to think of it anymore.
Well, it's a tragic, tragic situation over there. Sydney, I just hope that you're safe now. Basically, what about certainly just is it driving around within the city of Jerusalem? Is this safe, or certainly are there certain areas where even in Jerusalem you're afraid to go, or you should not be going?
Well, pretty much in Jerusalem, if you stay in certain areas, it's very safe. There's a lot of tourists there, a lot of police. There are certain areas that have become hostile recently. For instance, the temple or the Mount of Olives. There's a big graveyard up there, a Jewish graveyard, and it's been, when people go up there to visit the graves, they've been under attack. So the police actually built a police station on top of the Mount of Olives so they can try to control that better. East Jerusalem is, mostly Arab people live in East Jerusalem, and so when you drive through there, you have to be careful and keep your eyes open, but I drive through there all the time. And yes, there are areas to stay out of, and you just have to know what's going on. So every day we listen to the news, we find out what's happening before we go out and start our day, so we know where to go and where not to go. Yes, it's growing. The tension's growing.
Well, because I can remember when we were there, why, because we were on the top of the Mount of Olives many times. I know the Jewish graveyard. Speaking of, we have a picture of my wife being kissed by a camel up there at the top of the Mount of Olives. I think we were just looking at it the other day. And we cost a dollar. And my wife is the only person in the group who is brave enough to pay the dollar and get kissed by the camel. But it's one of those precious memories that we'll never forget. And we were able to share it again here. Well, I guess it's been Cheryl Hancock. She's on the front lines of the battle over there in Israel. She's with us certainly last of every month. We always look forward to our programs. We'll be back in just a moment here at
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's P-R-O-P-A-X.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. That was Cheryl Hancock. We do hope that you enjoyed the time with her. My wife and I certainly have been to Israel a number of times, and we're hoping that we'll have an opportunity to go again. We're hoping to see Cheryl when she's here on the speaking tour, and certainly you can get in touch with her and try to listen to her when she's here, or perhaps contact when she gets back. I know she'd love to hear from you. She's a very courageous lady. She does what she's doing because she loves the Lord, and she loves the Palestinian people, and she loves the Israeli people, and she gives us an entirely different outlook on the dangerous situation that is growing in its intensity in Israel today. But ladies and gentlemen, certainly the whole world is on the verge of cataclysmic changes, of war, of violence, of demonstrations, the financial problems. The world we have known is gone, and it's not coming back again, at least not in my lifetime. Make your plans accordingly. Certainly, if you haven't heard my talks on the financial tsunami, the financial Armageddon, they were given a number of years ago. But now everything we talked about is coming to fruition. You need to get a little pamphlet on the history of money, on the prophetic warning. It's my analysis of Andrew Jackson's farewell address in 1837. And then, of course, we need to get you to read the books. The Creature from Jekyll Island by our friend Ed Griffin. The Creature from Jekyll Island, really expanding this whole fraudulent monetary system. The monetary system we have today is a con game. You think you have your money on deposit in the bank? Your money isn't there. And, of course, what's happening in Europe today, the runs on the banks, and certainly there's no money in the banks, and they're having to rush money over there so that people will not panic. But over $82 billion has left Spanish banks in this last week, and certainly large amounts of money is leaving Greece. Everybody in Europe is concerned about the coming crisis. That's why they're moving their money to America and buying T-bills, and why the price of T-bills is falling and falling so dramatically. I should say the interest rate on the T-bills, the price of the T-bills is going up as the interest rate falls. One of these days, the whole thing is going to be reversed, and then heaven help us all, because, Chris, so many of our banks are heavily invested in Treasury notes. And when this whole house of cards begins to come down and interest rates rise, the value of those bonds is going to fall up precipitously. And, of course, many of our major banks, I believe, are going to be in real trouble, and certainly the people who are holding the derivative contracts. We're talking about hundreds of trillions of dollars held by our major banks, why those banks are going to be facing a real physical insolvency. This is not simply pie in the sky. This is the reality of what's going on today. So we have certainly a couple of books. One is called A Rollback, and the other is written by Thomas Wood. And we suggest you call our 800 number and get Thomas Wood's two books. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, the book The Money Creators, written in 1935. A book written in 1899 by Mr. Walther. The Coming Battle, about when the banks control the United States. Ladies and gentlemen, the banks do control the United States. They control our government. They control the Federal Reserve System. And the average individual doesn't understand. We have a small clique of wicked men, six major banks that control the Federal Reserve System, which buys and sells politicians, simply like you would sausage. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection until tomorrow at the same time. May the Lord be with you. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountains, through the prairies, through the oceans, white with gold.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.